Bernie Sanders spoke on CBS Mornings.
You know what's going on right now in the House? The Speaker of the House, Mr. Johnson, has given his people a five-week vacation. They're not even in Washington, D.C.
CBS's Michael Toscano reports from Washington.
The federal judiciary has exhausted its funds and will begin curtailing non-essential tasks and furloughing some of its 30,000 employees nationwide while requiring others to work without pay. The Supreme Court was expected to run out of money over this past weekend. The building is closed to non-official visitors, but the justices will handle work functions such as hearing oral arguments and issuing orders and opinions.
Special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are back in Israel to oversee a fragile ceasefire after CBS 60 Minutes asked the two whether Israel is guilty of genocide in Gaza.
No. No.
Absolutely not. No. No, there was a war being fought.
Over the weekend, Israel said it hit multiple targets in Gaza after two IDF soldiers were killed. President Trump suggests rebels within Hamas may be to blame for the soldiers' deaths. Saturday's live fire exercise celebrating the U.S. Marines' birthday wound up hitting an unintended target.
The California Highway Patrol says shrapnel hit one of its cars. No one was hurt. The Marines canceled remaining live fire over the highway. I-5 had been closed at the time. These drivers, less than thrilled.
Oh, traffic was terrible, but we just avoided it.
This is not great for the people. It's inconvenient.
The exercise was part of a White House-sanctioned Marine Corps 250th anniversary celebration at Camp Pendleton. California Governor Gavin Newsom called it reckless and a vanity project. Peter King, CBS News.
Amazon's bouncing back from a major power outage that knocked out popular apps and websites worldwide. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The website Down Detector, it tracks web outages, reported issues with dozens of major sites like Amazon, Venmo, Spectrum, Ring, Verizon, Coinbase.
Cyber attack not suspected. The crew rushed to put out the flames when a lithium battery caught fire on a flight from China to South Korea. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports incidents keep popping up despite a crackdown at airports.
Air China says there were no injuries from this weekend's incident. In August, the FAA issued a safety alert to airlines about managing all of those batteries that passengers bring on the airplanes, encouraging airlines to review and update their emergency procedures.
Dow futures up 142. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha man pleaded not guilty to charges accusing him of plotting to kill a judge who rejected his Social Security claim. Police say at Arthur McClurg's home, they found guns, fake badges, and notes outlining his plan, which they say they stopped thanks to a neighbor's tip. About 2,000 people joined the No Kings protest in Racine, while several more thousand gathered in Kenosha. People attending said they opposed the president's policies. Republicans argued that the protests distract from the government shutdown. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedweski is drafting bills to increase transparency after reports of teacher misconduct cases being hidden by the State Department of Public Instruction. Her proposal would tighten rules on communication and license surrender with a hearing set this week in Madison. Federal agents have stepped up immigration arrests near the state line. Towns like Round Lake and Fox Lake are now seeing Border Patrol patrolling. Officials say the increased presence is part of a regional enforcement crackdown. And Racine and Kenosha teams are gearing up for the WIAA playoffs. There's a Kenosha-Bradford-Racine case rivalry rematch Friday night. Racine Lutheran, Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford are also playoff-bound after strong regular seasons. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 44.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday, yeah.
easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
With my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name, but no one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da. Them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music. said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da. Opened up a closet door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Dan Marcus here. High school football coming up Friday, and it's playoff time. We'll be carrying a game. Which one? Find out in a matter of minutes here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
WRJN. Friday night's high school football game. Bradford at Racine Case. It's the playoffs. You're here. Starting at 7 with the pregame at 6:40. WRJN.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, but swaggers, but to your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha man accused of plotting to kill a judge appeared in court Friday and pleaded not guilty. Arthur McClurg allegedly planned to dress as an ICE agent and kidnap the judge who had rejected his Social Security claim. Police say they found guns, fake badges, tactical gear, and notes outlining his plan. The investigation continues as McClurg faces multiple felony charges. Officials say a neighbor's tip was crucial for preventing the plot from going forward. Racine saw roughly 2,000 people turn out for the No Kings protest Saturday. The event was held at the busy corner of Highways 20 and 31. The Racine County Eye website has more about who was there and why. Kenosha hosted a protest with several thousand attendees at Civic Center Park. Supporters say the rallies were about pushing back against the president's policies. Republicans say they just diverted attention from the ongoing government shutdown. Border Patrol agents working in Illinois are moving their enforcement efforts closer to the state line. On Friday, feds were seen making multiple arrests in areas like Round Lake, Wakanda, and Fox Lake, targeting people near Walmart, Walgreens, and local car washes. The increased presence follows a broader federal effort intensifying immigration enforcement in the region. And high hopes for high school football teams from both Racine and Kenosha. WIAA playoff brackets came out over the weekend. The Racine Case and Kenosha-Bradford rivalry will continue with a first-round playoff rematch. It comes after Case's 31-20 win over the Red Devils this week. Racine Lutheran, the number 2 seed in Division 5, will face Milwaukee Academy of Science, a team they've already beaten this fall. Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford also secured playoff spots. That Case versus Bradford game will air Friday night right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 44.
We'll be right back.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Little Jackie Paper, new Puff the Magic Dragon. That's not a metaphor. WRJN.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
Local News, Timeless Hits. WRJN, I'm Dan Marcus. Exciting finish to the Packer game. We pulled it out. Packers win, but so did the Bears. Vikings lost. Lions play tonight, one of two Monday night games, 6 o'clock against the Buccaneers in Detroit, and then at 9 o'clock, the Texans visit Seattle for that game. Two Monday night games tonight. WRJN.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that you haven't heard on the radio for a while, and this one from the Ultimate Ghost Group. A group that didn't exist except in the studio. A bunch of session musicians and session singers came along, and you already know that about this group. The group is The Archies, the group that gave us Sugar Sugar and Jingle Jangle. Do you remember their first hit on the charts? It came in at number 22 in the autumn of 1968. Today's Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget that you haven't heard on the radio for a while is Bang Shang Lang from the Archies on WRJN.
I recall just walking down the street, trying to escape the city heat. I saw her from the corner of my eye. Yeah, she looked so good, I thought I'd die. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang. Something said I shouldn't waste no time. I'm ever going to make her mine. I walked right up and said, I do, you do, do, do. She said, I bet I do as good as you. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang. My heart went bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, shang, lang. Bang, bang.
I remember when I held
Sunday afternoon we'll hear the bells, and they'll go bang, shine a light, bang, shine a light, bang, shine a light, bang, bang. Oh, they'll go bang, shine a light, bang, shine a light, bang, shine a light, bang, bang.
If nothing else, it's catchy, okay? That is Archie, Betty, Veronica, Jughead, and Reggie singing Bang Shang-a-Lang, the Archies. And the voice of Archie was Ron Dante, who did a number of different voices for a lot of different things and went on to produce the first 9 albums for Barry Manilow. So there's there's some pedigree going on there on WRJN.
W-R-J-N. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud?
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. I could talk about the Brewers, but I don't wanna. So I'm not gonna. Instead, go Packers. And high school football playoffs happening this Friday on WRJN. Plenty to talk about.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone. Weeping my heart out till cold red dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love. But you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with CBS News to inform you. Local news, weather, sports on the way.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're getting a handle on the scope of a worldwide Amazon service outage today.
You think about consumer volume, this immediately runs into the millions.
That's cyber and data protection consultant Edward Lewis on an outage that affected popular apps and websites like Amazon, Venmo, Coinbase, Roblox, as well as banks and airlines. Tech consultant Insure.
The good news is this doesn't seem to be a hacking-related incident, but it's still a reminder of how reliant so many of us are on Amazon, even though we may not be aware of it.
Services have been bouncing back. The new week brings word of possible stopgap measures to staunch some of the suffering from a now 20-day-old government shutdown. CBS's Willie James Inman.
There are some members up on Capitol Hill, some senators, that are considering piecemeal legislation.